David Christensen, welcome to Morning Edition.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So why does Titanic hold such fascination, you think? Why does it hold such fascination for you in particular?
Well, for me, I mean, my first memory of Titanic was as a young man in high school, and I can remember very vividly looking at the National Geographic that came out in 1985 when Ballard had discovered Titanic, and it had that very famous fold-out section of Titanic with the mosaic of all the shots of it underwater, and I remember just seeing it for the first time and being in awe of not only the history of it, but the fact that we had had the scientific know-how to find it, and here was this lost treasure. And I think very few times in our lifetime that we're going to witness such a historical treasure being kind of discovered on our watch. So I thought it was just fascinating.
What do you think makes it more captivating than other maritime disasters that have happened?
Well, I think a couple things. I think, one, certainly the time period we continue to be fascinated with. I think the fact that it was just a perfect storm of mistakes and missed opportunities that led to such a disaster. I also think any time you kind of publicly put something up on such a pedestal as they did that ship, being, you know, unsinkable, God herself could not sink this ship, you're just setting yourself up for a historic drama if that falters.
And, of course, it was kind of a turning point, I think, for the maritime industry as well. I mean, that disaster led to all kinds of hearings, and that led to new rules as far as, you know, lifeboat capacity and, radio being included in all ships and that kind of thing, too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think if you look throughout history, the only benefit, if you can even use that word, and I use that very respectfully, from any type of disaster is the hope that we learn something from it.
What did you learn from diving Titanic that you didn't know or you couldn't have known?
Well, we went out there for a couple reasons. One of the main reasons we went out there is there was a new theory that was starting to be presented called the grounding theory. And basically what the grounding theory suggested is not only did Titanic ride alongside the iceberg, much like a car would ride alongside a guardrail and have damage done to the side of her hull, but it was also believed that she ran up and then grounded on top of part of the iceberg. And so one of our goals was to find evidence of hull pieces that had the markings of being torn from underneath. And on our expedition, we did find evidence of that to support the grounding theory. So that was a big part of it.
You've worked on museums and other ventures related to the ship and the disaster, you know, including auctions of items from the ship and passengers. And I'm wondering if you can see why some might consider that, you know, in bad taste. How do you view that criticism?
Sure. I mean, certainly being associated with Titanic, we've heard that quite a bit. And I have always viewed Titanic with extreme reverence. It has always been viewed by scientists and archaeologists and salvagers as an archaeology site, and that any work that was done to salvage was really just to learn more about the accident, about the historical context of the accident, and to bring those stories home and really to celebrate the lives of those that were lost. And I think the government also was very good about making sure that the collection wasn't broken up into 100 different pieces and, just sold off to multiple private collectors. There's always been rules in place to keep that collection together so it could, you know, be saved for future generations as an educational component.
So who would be interested in buying that complete collection?
Well, I think there's other museums that are certainly going to bid on it. I think there are, private corporations that are looking at it. Certainly there are a couple individuals in the world that have the resources for the $150 million price tag, and it might be something that they purchase and then grant back to a museum or to an organization to continue doing exactly what it's doing now, which is touring the world and serving as an educational and entertainment component.
What particular item have you seen or maybe even held in your hand that really moves you the most?
What I found the most touching was when we were on our expedition, we spent 10 days out at sea, and being above the wreck site and stationed to do our dives, you're really underneath the same stars. You're looking at the same water. You're in the exact same position that Titanic sank, and I found that extremely moving. And imagining that at 11 o'clock at night, they were talking about their day and discussing what they were going to do tomorrow and not having any comprehension that 3 hours later that ship would be at the bottom of the ocean. And I found that to be extremely moving.